Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Is it strange? How do you think that I might forget? Oh, love is radiating further away.
You're with the Priest, the Pom, and the Poof on the Spirit Lounge, the show that explores sexuality and spirituality for our community.
And it's good evening and welcome to Spirit Lounge. You are with the Priest, who's Joy.
And the Pom, Bertie.
And Andrew the Poof.
Just in case you weren't sure.
Yeah.
Just in case.
They might have forgotten.
Yeah, well, it's a long time since the three of us have been together. I've forgotten what you're
doing. Well, it's not
like
that
long. It is. It's like a good old family reunion.
Yeah, there's always seems to be one of us missing, doesn't mm-hmm. there? There's always a good excuse, of course. I'm not sure what it is, but there's always a good
I was
excuse.
Almost missing. I got stranded in Sydney last night. Unbelievable.
Huh? You shouldn't fly by that airline that we shall not name.
They were very good value.
Oh, it's the cheap one.
So why did you get nearly stranded?
The plane didn't show up.
Oh, that's a worry. It hadn't crashed or something.
Oh, dear.
So you bought a ticket for a plane that didn't exist.
Exactly. But the important thing is we're all here now.
And we've got a fabulous show.
We do. We're going to be talking to Christina from Interaction. They're a very exciting organisation. So we're going to be hearing lots more about that during this evening.
We are. And we've got a few bits of newsy snippets to debate and discuss, have we not?
We certainly have.
There's quite a lot going on. So look, we're going to kick off with some music. This is the beautiful Katie Melua and Call of the Search.
I won't spend my life waiting for an angel to descend, searching for a rainbow with an end.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge on 94.9. That was Katie Melua. She's lovely.
We were just saying she's done some great cover versions as well and remixes. Fabulous singer.
She does.
I like the name of that title, Call Off the Search, for Andrew and his aeroplane. We're just talking about losing Andrew. So.
Quite they can't wait to get rid of me.
Let's tell people that they can SMS us on 0427JOY949 or they can ring. We've got some. Our program support?
Yeah, it's 1300JOY949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. But now we've got joining us in the studio, Christina from Interaction. You're the volunteer coordinator.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And you're also studying here in Melbourne, studying something with psychology.
Yeah, that's right.
Very, very interesting sort of combination. But thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is Interaction?
Yes, I can. Interaction is a diverse group of young people, and we come from different backgrounds, different spiritualities, and different faiths. And we come together to do some sort of community action work. So we believe that it's through this contact with one another that we can actually learn about each other's shared values and come to understand what we are about. And we can understand each other and we can respect each other through that kind of contact and friendship.
So how and when was this Interaction founded?
Interaction was founded about 3 years ago by a group of very eager young people. And I guess it sort of came about where Interaction, you know, the people who started it were sort of sick of seeing the ignorance and misunderstanding that was, you know, causing so many issues within our society and so much conflict, not just globally, but also here in Australia. I mean, we're all drinking the same water, we're all, you know, raising our family on the same land, yet, you know, we don't know anything about each other. So, you know, I guess we found a nice platform to work with that, and that was through community action. We, for example, if you follow the food van to St Kilda on a Saturday night, or just any day during the week, you'll see someone different running it. One night it'll be a Jewish group, the next week, the next night it'll be, you know, a Muslim group, the next night a Catholic group. So we found this really beautiful. It seems that all the religions want to give, and even people with no faith, everyone just wants to give. So that was a really beautiful platform to then actually bring everyone together on. And, you know, you can use community action as a peace builder.
I think that is absolutely fabulous, because all too often we read about conflict throughout the world and, you know, it's generally based on religious issues. And I think what you've hit the nail on the head by, it's the lack of understanding and tolerance of other people's faiths and beliefs and religions and way of life. And I mean, I'm new to Australia. I've only been here a year. And I mean, look at this country. It is incredible, the multicultural and the multiracial mix that we have here. And hey, hats off to the younger generation right now for doing this. I think this is a fantastic initiative.
Yeah, so you say you do community work, but sure. Do you have times where you just sit around and talk about your faith and what it means and how you go about your faith?
Definitely, all the time. I mean, we actually have monthly gatherings where all the volunteers just come together and we share a meal and we talk about what we're up to, and that's where the friendship really forms. Yeah, so we always make sure there's that dialogue between people.
Yeah. And was it one person who founded this? Was it one person's inspirational idea, or was it a collective group of
youngsters? It was a couple of people that shared the same idea that decided, you know, we're going to make this happen. Yeah. Really amazing, inspiring people. Yeah.
So do you share, like Ramadan, do you share some feast around Ramadan together and other religious festivals as well?
Well, actually, we had a retreat not too long ago with all the leaders, and yeah, we did something quite similar where we actually talked about our faiths and we brought something that was special about our faiths together and we shared that, and that was a real eye-opener for everybody, and it's nice. I think,
was there anything in particular that you learnt that you didn't know before?
That Jewish bread, what's it called? That was absolutely delicious to actually try it. It's a type of bread that...
The unleavened bread or...
I don't know, it's some sort of pastry, but... Okay. It was, and well, yeah,
Jewish baklava.
It was delicious.
We're all stuck. If anyone who's listening knows, please contact us.
SMS immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's all centres around food.
So is this just in Australia or is it a global
organisation? It's an Australian organisation. We're very inspired by the interfaith movements that are happening globally, of course. And, yeah, if we can expand globally, then that's beautiful. Mm. Because the bigger the movement, the more impact we're going to have.
I would imagine with Facebook and Twitter and things like that, the social media in this day and age, I would imagine that if you wanted to, this could travel really quickly, couldn't it?
For sure, definitely. And, you know, we're using things like Facebook to connect with people and find people that, you know, might just be sitting at home and have no idea about interfaith. And so it's a great platform, yeah.
So who can join?
Anyone can join.
But you've got to be young.
We are youth-run.
Not us.
We are youth-run, but, you know, if you're 60 and you want to come out in a food van, then that's fine, as long as you don't mind being told what to do by a 21-year-old.
Bertie, you can go.
You've just aged me an awful lot.
You and I can take our walking frames and go on the food van. We'll send great. Andrew.
So, well, yeah.
Don't look at me. I'm
you're young. Yes.
So it's and when you say it's youth and youngsters, so are some people still at school, or are most people like you the kind of student age?
Most of us are students.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite similar, but, you know, I really do encourage people to come out, because we tend to be so close within our communities and we don't step out. I think it's really important, even just once a week, once a month, to get to know people in Australia that you don't usually talk to. So Yeah, and I think that that kind of attitude will be passed on generation after generation.
Oh, definitely.
But we have to start it.
And a very positive one. We're going to take a break there, and we're going to come back and talk to you in a little minute. And this is Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. You're with the Priest, the Pom and the Puff. We're here every Monday from 8 until 9, burning the midnight oil nearly. And we have a wonderful guest with us this week. Christina Gabardi is volunteer coordinator for the group Interaction, and we've just been hearing all about them. Now, we off air while the music was playing, and that was Duffy, Warwick Avenue, by the way. We were chatting about how... Has it spread outside Melbourne, or has it spread outside Melbourne yet? Because obviously this is a Melbourne initiative by youngsters living here.
Yeah. Well, look, we have people that we talk to interstate, of course. And, you know, we really do encourage people who are interstate or even globally to pick up the model that we're using. We're happy to share. You know, we don't even care if you call yourself Interaction. I mean, it's just about this interfaith movement. So, you know, use our resources, use our people. Yeah. We'll mentor you, we'll support you, and, you know, start a community action project for yourself. Mm. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So now tell us what the website is. So if people are listening and they're really interested, they can jot it down.
Interaction.org.au.
Okay, so that's really easy. Interaction.org.au. That's fabulous. So if anyone's listening from outside of Melbourne and you want to get involved, then that's where you can get more information. We'll read that out again later.
How did you get involved?
Me? Well, it was really just through word of mouth, which is exciting. And for me, it was just about wanting to do some sort of community service work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm big on interfaith, right? I come from, I suppose, an interfaith family. I mean, my dad is Muslim, my mum's Catholic, I'm Buddhist. So, and we're living in harmony. So I hate when I see in society just people misunderstanding each other and judging each other and feeling hate towards each other, you know. And if I can do something about that, then that's beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Really good. And you've become a Buddhist. You didn't tell us that before.
Yes.
So you were raised as a Catholic as a child.
I was.
Yeah. And then what age were you when you decided to embrace the Buddhist
faith? A few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really fit with me.
Mm.
So I did the change.
It's a fascinating faith, isn't it? I mean, it's not called a religion, is it? It's more a way of life.
It depends who you talk to. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people will just say it's a philosophy. Mm-hmm. And I might call it that too, because we don't really worship a god. So, mm-hmm. you know, it depends how you define religion.
Mm,
and there's many different types of Buddhism.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Like there is in Christianity. There's many different types of Buddhism as well. So
what are some of the projects that you're currently involved in with Interaction?
Well, lots of exciting projects. We have what's called the Fast Supper. And that's where we take out Father Bob Maguire's Hope Mobile. So that's a food van. And we take it out once a week on a Wednesday to a housing project in South Melbourne. And we actually just give out a hot, nutritious meal. Now, that's just a really positive action that we can make in society. So we get people from diverse backgrounds together to do this work. So that's one thing that's happening. And if you want to get involved with that, just shoot me through an email. And we go out on a Wednesday night from 5:30 to 7:30. And it's just a lot of fun. Another thing that we're actually just starting, it's a bit hush-hush, but I'll talk about it on radio anyway. we're actually going to start taking families and individuals from refugee backgrounds, or, you know, people who have recently arrived here, on excursions through the city of Melbourne. So a lot of the time they don't have the opportunity to do this because of costs, etc. So we thought this was a really nice way to reduce social isolation and promote friendship within the refugee community. So that's something that's starting pretty soon.
What a great idea, isn't it?
It's fabulous.
Because they need to know their new adopted city.
Yeah,
don't they?
Exactly.
I mean, how often do we all say, you know, people say to me, oh, have you done this in London or have you done that in London when I used to live there? Nope, because it's on your doorstep and you never do it. And in fact, I'm trying to make an effort here to go, like I went to the Immigration Museum the other day. Brilliant. I'm trying to make an effort here to get to know Melbourne because it's my new home as well.
Great.
I think that's fabulous.
Yeah, and
great initiative.
Yep. And don't forget to put the Immigration Museum on the.
Yeah, that was
that is an amazing.
That is very
place.
Cool. That's yeah. very cool.
Yeah, Andrew's probably never been there, doesn't know what we're talking about.
I have been there.
Oh!
I have been there. Thanks.
It was a school trip, wasn't it?
It was with the Boy Scouts.
Close.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic initiative, I have to say, because it helps people just orientate themselves and understand the city they're living in. Fantastic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, great. And what else? What else?
Well, in the past, we've done things like where we've just collected heaps of clothes and just made a fabulous festival day out of it to distribute the clothes. So that was called Ignite. And we're looking to do more projects like that. So once again, if anybody's interested in running something like this, then come to us and we're happy to give you the resources to do it.
Mm. So is it kind of like, if someone has a brilliant idea for a project, come and talk to you yes. and you guys all kind of work together to make it happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. It's that easy.
And how do you find the groups of people to help? How do you identify who actually you're going to help?
It's usually just someone comes to us and says, hey, you know, we feel like we want to help the asylum seeker foundation, for example, and we're just happy to do it. For us, as long as it's making a positive social impact, then it's perfect, because we'll make sure it has the interfaith aspect and people are making friends and stuff.
So you actually collaborate with other organisations?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. For sure. I mean, an example is with the Fast Supper, where this is actually all supported with the Father Bob Maguire Outreach Program. So, yeah, definitely. Mm.
So who cooks the food is what I want to know.
Actually, that's a good question. We actually get our food from the Hare Krishna temple. I don't know if you've ever eaten there, but it is absolutely delicious food. They cook it up for us. They supply the food all ready to go. We just go pick it up and give it out on the night, and it's so healthy. So we're so lucky to have them.
Wow. You don't really see that. There's not much evidence of that, is there? But that's great to hear that it's going on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. People are just giving. You just got to look.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe I need to admire more.
There's a lot of places, like some of the bread places, who give anything that's left over. Mm-hmm. Big bags of bread and stuff they give away every night.
And we used to do, because I was in hotels and hospitality for a long time, and there was a great movement about sort of 15, 20 years ago to stop all the wasted food. And when you have like big functions, there's always so much waste. And a lot of the hotels I worked for, weren't necessarily in London. They were in smaller communities. And some people just came along, scoop it all up, and then, they're dishing it out to all the people on the street. And it's just recycle, don't waste.
It's exactly, really it's all perfectly good food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. So what level of commitment do people need? Can they just, whatever works for them?
Can you just drop in for like a couple of nights and help out? Or do you have to like make a commitment and come like every week?
Definitely not. Look, yeah, it's up to you. We encourage people to just come even just once if that's all you want to do. Just get to know us and see what we're up to. I mean, we have people who are contributing on a really regular basis and who have even taken on leadership roles, which is an opportunity for people out there. But then we also have people who commit once a month or once every couple of months, and that's great.
Mm. And we're talking with Christina. We're now going to go to our next track, which is Vicar and Linda. And this track is called Holy Waters. And you're on Spirit Lounge with the priest, the pom, and the poof. And hello to David from Fairfield, who's listening to us via Joy app at home. Mm-hmm. I downloaded one of those because out where we live in the sticks, it's all, and that sort of the radio station. Did you get that?
Is it the sticks or the outback?
So you're sort of running around holding an aerial out the window trying to get the radio station. So I downloaded the app and I was so excited.
You're a warrior.
It works really well.
It's fabulous. So, hi to David at Fairfield. We're talking with Christina, who probably thinks we're all nuts here, but she's probably quite true.
Oh, I love it.
She's studying psychology, so she could use us for a research project.
She's analysing us.
I'm writing my secret notes.
But actually, she's here to talk about interaction, not these crazy people at Joy. Tell us a little bit about IACT Fellowship and what it is and how it works.
Sure, happily. Well, IACT is a two-day training program that we're running here in Melbourne. The next one's actually going to be at Melbourne Uni. And we've run it because we want people to use us and our model and all the information we've gathered over the years, because we've been hardworking for about 3 years now. And this has just been creating contacts, attending different interfaith workshops, you know, internationally. We've been building and building knowledge about the, you know, the field. So we want to pass it on. And we are calling all future young leaders from diverse faiths to come along and learn how you can start your own community action project. So we want you to do it yourself, and we just think that the bigger the movement is, the more impact we're going to have. So you can check the website for details on the upcoming trainings. The next one's going to be in September, and it's all free. Mm. So all young future leaders are more than welcome. And even if you're not sure if you're going to be a young leader, if you're interested, just come along and learn. Yeah.
Mm. What dates? Do you know what dates that is?
Yeah, definitely. September 3rd and September 4th. Will be the next one.
Great, and it's all on the website?
It's all on the website,
which is interaction.org.au.
And you can download an application form on that website too.
Fabulous. And so this, I guess this is your way of beginning to expand the organisation and teach people how you've started, what you've learned through the process. And engage people in it.
Because, interfaith work is actually quite new here in Australia, whereas in America, it's quite a massive movement. So, we're sort of starting it here, which is why we do have a lot of support from the Victorian Multicultural Commission and the Australian Multicultural Commission, because, you know, we're building a model that others can use, and it's really exciting that it's all happening here in Australia now.
Mm. Are you going to look at going into regional towns in Victoria eventually?
That sounds great. Good idea. A lot of work could be done there, for sure.
I mean, there's a lot of regional towns now. I was working in Warrnambool, and they have a huge Sudanese community. So there's a lot of regional towns now that have immigrants living in large numbers.
Mm. For sure.
So you've been involved with Interaction, for about a year now?
About a year, yeah.
So how, if you look back over the last 12 months, how do you think it's changed you, or how has it changed some of your views, do you think?
For sure. Well, I mean, I was always quite open to other religions, but this is going to make me sound really ignorant, but I started working with Interaction and I actually discovered new religions. I mean, I suppose I came from, a Catholic middle-class background, and, for example, Baha'i. The Baha'i religion, I didn't even know that existed. But then I started work with Interaction and, now I'm friends with people from that tradition and I'm learning about it, and there's just so much we all have in common. So it's just expanded my world a little bit, for sure.
It's a fabulous thing, because I think you've mentioned something right at the beginning, is that, people don't take the time to understand other people's religions and beliefs and lifestyles, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's just great to hear that young people are actually wanting to learn and understand other people's beliefs. And there's no right or wrong here, is there?
No, definitely not.
And there's no reason why people can't all live together. I mean, God, one day we might have global peace.
Yes.
Isn't that what every Miss World asks for?
Actually, do you know what that reminds me of? Do you know what that reminds me of? Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality. Yeah. Do you remember? She was in that big competition. Thing. Yeah, yeah, and it was world peace.
Yes. It always says, what would you like?
World peace.
You had one bush.
But we do all want world peace.
We do. Yep. We do.
And I think the more, I think, and you know, the other thing is, I think so many people now are traveling so much more, relocating so much more, living in different countries so much more. There's a big immigration move, you know, all over the world in different directions. Is that we are just, it's like someone's taken the globe and just shooken it around, isn't it? I mean, we're all mixing much more. And if people don't take the time to understand the community around them, then, you know, goodness me, it could get worse. But it sounds like your work's going to make the world a better place.
Yeah, you put it perfectly. That's exactly right. Yeah. And hopefully we will have that great impact that we're hoping to have. I can already see it for sure. Just with people I know who have come along and volunteered. You know, they've just been interacting with people that they never thought they would or that they would get along with. I think that's the main point. I mean, I don't know if they had anything against each other, but just the fact that they're friends now is just really beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of prejudice is just plain ignorance, isn't
it? That's it, exactly.
You know, if people don't know people of other faiths, of other cultures, you know, they have all these assumptions about people.
Yeah.
And the media doesn't help. You know, I mean, you see so many images out there and so many stereotypes is constantly being embedded and, you know, you can't blame people for thinking what they're thinking sometimes.
And so often as well, it's the minority of any group who absolutely ruin it for the majority of people, is it not?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, you know, whether it's football fans or whether it's a religious group or... You know, I mean, we've seen it all around, haven't we? And everyone's tarred with the same rush, which is completely wrong. And actually, we should all remember that and not, you know, go with the flow. But we do. We just believe what we're told, don't we?
Well, exactly. And everyone thinks that as gay people, we're all like Mardi Gras. Yes. God bless Mardi Gras, but I'm nothing like Mardi Gras.
Yes, we all travel on floats from A to B.
With very little on.
With very little on and feathers everywhere.
And then party all night.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Sorry, present company excluded. That's how Andrew lives all the time.
Well, thank you so much, Christina. That's been really wonderful to hear all about Interaction. And the website is, again...
interaction.org.au. And please send me an email as well at christina@interaction.org.au as well.
Wonderful. So if you want to get involved in any way at all, be it tiny or be it huge, then do contact them because everything you're doing just sounds absolutely marvellous. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
We're now going to have our next track, which is Sandy Patty and Wayne Watson with Another Time, Another Place.
Hi, I'm John Oliver, member number one. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom and the Puff. We're here every Monday from 9 till 10, wittering on about various things. I've got a story for you.
I love stories.
I've got such a cool story. I first came to Australia when I was 25, which, of course, was just last year.
Yeah, it was 1 or 2 years ago.
And I travelled over to Australia with my best mate at the time, Jane with a Y. And anyway, eventually I potted off back to the UK and Jane stayed. And of course, we lost touch because all those years ago, there was no internet and email and Facebook and all this business, right? You know, you had to write an airmail letter. Now, Andrew's looking at me like I'm 103 years old, by the way. Because you don't know the world without the internet, do you?
Well, I remember when I got the internet connected at my house and I was so excited. But it was
so was I.
It was when I was in primary school.
Oh my God, you see.
So he doesn't know about things like envelopes and stamps.
It is so inconvenient to send a letter. Can I just put that out there?
Snail mail.
So inconvenient.
So we lost touch. And a friend of mine came up from Adelaide the other week who also knows Jane and said, have you had a look for her on the internet? And I said, well, no, I haven't. And I suppose slight trepidation because, you know, am I sure I want to get back in touch? Anyway, so, of course, we had a few wines. This is me and my mate Carol.
Did all your, your intrepidation disappear?
Yes, funnily enough.
The more she had, the better.
The braver, the braver I got. So I did. I looked her up on the internet. I tracked her down in Brisbane. And I shot off an email last week and I just said, you know, hi, are you the Jane with a Y, you know, from Kent in England? And if not, sorry about the unsolicited email. And if you are, hello. And my God, it was her. And not only was it her, once she picked herself up off the floor and kind of, you know, got herself together, she was anyway, had already planned to come to Melbourne this weekend. So we had a reunion on Saturday.
Fabulous. Oh,
how cool is that? And we haven't seen each other for 22 years.
So did you have another glass of wine or two to celebrate?
We had bubbles all Saturday afternoon.
And oh, that was in the spa, of course.
Yes. And I think we both talked so much, you know, we didn't hear what the other one was saying. But no, fantastic. And we were just, again, we were just saying off air, and Christina was agreeing with this, you know, the power of the internet is so fantastic to help you recruit, you know, for interaction. And what? How did we ever live without it? And how it's just lovely when you can track down your old friends, you know, it's great. So anyway, that's my warm, cuddly story for this week.
But the other thing that I do really like about that story is that she'd already kind of planned a trip down here. And it was almost like
It was fate.
Something bigger was planning your.
I know. I mean, why did I try this? You know, last week, like 5 days before she was coming down, it was just freaky, really. But anyway, absolutely lovely. So we're off to Brisbane soon to drink more fizz,
lemonade,
and catch up on more years, lost years.
So we were talking also during the break about a probably not so good story on the internet, and this is Penny Wong, and I was saying that I was on her site and people were sending messages of congratulations on the upcoming birth of the child.
Yeah, her partner, Penny Wong's partner, is pregnant.
And there was a guy on there who was just so awful.
What was he saying?
He was calling her a hypocrite, but his language was shocking and he was just absolutely revolting. And everyone else was sort of getting stuck in.
But you know
him in the end, because people were just a bit over the horrible things he was saying. And my comment to her was, congratulations, and I hope you don't have to, you know, get up in the middle of the night and go and find pickle ice cream or some such revolting thing.
But you know, the point is, as it says in some of the press, it's having a child, you know, is not to make a political statement. You know, her and her partner, luckily, because we live in a free world, and, you know, gay marriage or no gay marriage at the moment, luckily, you know, they are able to have a child, and they are, and good on them.
Yeah, and leave the topic of gay marriage out of it.
Yeah, it's not actually that relevant, really.
Let them enjoy it.
Exactly. Anyway, congratulations, Penny, if you're listening.
Yeah. We hope it all goes well. But there's also a story about a Malaysian minister who is actually getting married in New York.
This is odd, isn't it? This is a Malaysian minister, a gay pastor from Malaysia, and it looks like he now lives in New York. And because obviously New York, you can now get legally married. So he's decided to go ahead, but he's planning to mark the occasion by coming back to Kuala Lumpur to have a big banquet to celebrate. But the Muslim politicians have reacted very angrily towards this news, and he's being accused of extremism for wanting to celebrate his wedding in his homeland. And, the Islamic Affairs Minister's got involved and...
Everyone's involved.
What's extreme about having a party?
But did you see, read down the bottom, the Buddhist groups in Malaysia are going to actually have a discussion of the issue of same-sex marriage.
Do you think this has triggered... Has this triggered it, though, do you think?
Yeah, I would think so. They're trying to demystify the subject.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, what's lovely, and we were talking about Buddhism with... I nearly said bosoms there. I've said it. We were talking about
Buddhism. Don't we have a button we could press?
We were talking about Buddhism with Christina. And you know, it's lovely because they apply the perspectives of sociology and psychology in attempt to, you know, in a predominantly Muslim country, let's face it, but in an attempt to try and sort of rationalise things. So anyway, it's all kicking off in Malaysia.
And we were going to talk about gay ministers in the United Church in Sydney, but we might see if we can get one of them on to talk to us.
That's a good idea. We could do that for next week.
Yeah.
Yes, we have run out of time.
Again.
If you'd like any more information on what we've been talking about tonight.
Interaction.
So the website is interaction.org.au. Or you can find find Interaction on Facebook. Just type in Interaction and you'll be able to see them there with a nice colourful ribbon as the logo. Or you can also find them through our website. So we're at spiritlounge949.weebly.com. Or you can follow the Joy, follow the links from the Joy website, which is joy.org.au.
It's whenever you say the word Weebly, we all laugh.
You guys giggle and I can't get it out.
You can find Bertie's friend on Facebook.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for tonight. We'll see you next week.
We're going to play out with the Verve, "These Drugs Don't Work." See you next week.
Good night.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.